Ho, ho. Laughed Gabriel Grubb as he sat himself down on a flat tombstone and drew forth his wicker bottle. A coffin at Christmas. A Christmas box. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Repeated a voice which sounded close behind him. Gabriel paused in some alarm in the act of raising the wicker bottle to his lips and looked round. The bottom of the oldest grave about him was not more still and quiet than the churchyard in the pale moonlight. The cold hoarfrost glistened on the tombstones and sparkled like rows of gems among the stone carvings of the old church. The snow lay hard and crisp upon the ground and spread over the mounds of earth, so white and smooth a cover that it seemed as if corpses lay there, hidden only by their winding sheets. Not the faintest rustle broke the profound tranquility of the solemn scene. Sound itself appeared to be frozen up. All was so cold and still.
It was the echoes, said Gabriel Grubb, raising the bottle to his lips again.
It was not, said a deep voice.
Gabriel started up and stood rooted to the spot with astonishment and terror, for his eyes rested on a form that made his blood run cold. Seated on an upright tombstone was a strange, unearthly figure whom Gabriel felt at once was no being of this world. His long, fantastic legs were cocked up and crossed, his sinewy arms were bare, and his hands rested on his knees. A short cloak dangled at his back, and his shoes curled up at the toes into long points. On his head, he wore a broad-brimmed sugarloaf hat, garnished with a single feather. The hat was covered with the white frost, and the goblin looked as if he had sat on the same tombstone very comfortably for 200 or 300 years. He was sitting perfectly still. His tongue was put out as if in derision, and he was grinning at Gabriel Grubb with such a grin as only a goblin could call up.
Ho, ho, ho.